I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. A new report says more and more Vermont police are relying on a controversial surveillance tool, the use of data from automated license plate recognition systems, also known as license plate scanners, almost doubled last year. And as VPR's Taylor Dobbs reports, privacy advocates worry the technology is too invasive.
There are 67 police vehicles in Vermont equipped with license plate scanners. And in the 18 months leading up to January 1st, they captured nearly 8.5 million images of passing vehicles. The equipment logs the date and time the vehicle was sighted into a statewide database. And police accessed that database twice as much in 2014 than the previous year. That's according to the latest annual report from the Vermont Intelligence Center, which maintains the database. Lieutenant Kevin Lane is the director of the center, and he says the increased use shows police are getting used to the new tool.
It's just kind of that learning curve. It's still a new system. It's still new technology that the officers in the field are kind of just learning about, learning how it works, and seeing how that can help them in their investigations.
But it's an open question just how helpful the license plate scanners are in police work, such as solving crimes or tracing missing persons. In 2014, despite police searching the statewide database twice as much as the previous year and receiving twice as much information in response to those searches, it's unclear if there was any more success. The latest report shares just two success stories in which the technology helped police locate missing persons. There could be more, but officials don't usually find out what happens with data released in response to information requests.
What we don't always hear is the success stories back from the field, because they're not obviously mandated to tell us that.
Whatever the success rate is, some people question whether or not police should be using the technology at all. Alan Gilbert is the executive director of the Vermont chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union.
I mean, we continue to feel that a citizen's right to privacy is violated whenever government records movements of individuals who aren't subjects of an investigation.
The legislation that governs how license plate readers and their data can be used expires this year. Gilbert is part of a push to reduce the time police are allowed to store the license plate data from 18 months to 24 hours. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.